accountants and social media consultants, mummy bloggers, shop managers and men who work in IT. They'll all be here to bask in a little of their glorious classmates' success. They'll come just to be able to tell the people they hang out with that they're going out tonight with, you know, George Wolseley of Wolseley Associates. Self-effacing smile. Yes, him. We were at school together. My classmates and I are, I realise, some of the favoured few who knew George Wolseley before he became successful. Before the celebrity lifestyle and the gorgeous Richmond house, the magazine spreads and the paparazzi shots. We're a select group that knows his secrets. Some of us more than others. I wonder if he's there already, George. On the pavement, the sound of unsteady heels makes me turn and I see two women, clutching each other's arm and sheltering under one umbrella, approach the door. I know them. They were close at school. Like me, they hung on to the outer peripherals of cool, but they didn't seem to care. They stuck together. Tonight, they're noticeably heavier, tarted up, and they look happy, excited. They're giggling, and I picture them half an hour ago in the cluttered family kitchen of one of their homes, generous glasses of white wine in their hands as they down a bottle for Dutch courage. Am I jealous? Oh, please. The women wrench open the heavy door and step inside the bar. I hear a snatch of music, laughter, but not George's voice. My thoughts slide towards Ness, also officially going. Perhaps it's because of her, not George, that butterflies are dancing in my stomach. But it's all history now. Water under the bridge, and I need to make a stand. Okay, I say to the driver. I'm ready.
Sure?
I pass over some notes, slither out of the cab and pull open the door to the bar before I have time to change my mind. 2. I'm up at the bar, my back to the room, listening to a woman I used to sit next to in French class tell me about the successes of her three marvellous children when George and Ness arrive. I suppose I've been there for 45 minutes, an hour tops. I hear the door open and the bar seems to stop, to pause, as everyone turns to see the golden couple walk in. My peers may deny it, but they've all Googled him. Everyone in the room knows who George is these days. There's a collective intake of breath as my classmates absorb the fact that George and Ness are actually here. That George Wolseley really did click on the going button, and that he and his picture-perfect teenage sweetheart wife really have come to see them. I know what every single one of them is thinking. OMG, I have to get a selfie with him. George breaks. His voice rings around the wine bar, somehow drowning out the music, which, up to this point, has been abrasive. I turn to face the room. Hey, long time, he says, in that affable voice I remember from the sixth form, and I see his smile, the way it envelops everyone in the bar, making them feel wanted, included, valuable, a missing part of George's wonderful life. He rubs his hands together and his voice takes on the tone of a game show host. So, how's everyone tonight? Seeing what happens next reminds me of the day we placed a little pile of iron filings next to a magnet at school. Vroom. George is surrounded. I turn back to my companion. So, tell me again about the music lessons. How exactly did you decide on clarinet instead of oboe? She's only too happy to explain the process of choosing the right instrument for your child and the lesser-known benefits of learning music at a young age. But I notice that as she answers, she keeps a keen eye on George and Ness, and it makes me want to kick her in the shin. We get through a few more minutes of football and ballet and how the eldest son's in the top math set. Then my companion suddenly whispers, OMG, he's coming over. For a second, I actually think she means her son. No, she giggles, giving me a nudge. She flicks back her hair. George Wolseley.
Stella Simons?
George's voice is right behind me, so I take a breath and turn to face him, a pleasant smile on my face as I absorb the sight of George Wolseley, aged 33. His teeth are straight.